The Feast of St. Francis reminds us of a person who found the beauty of God and joy in the smallest of things, in the blessing of just a bird or a blade of grass or a moment. This morning in our gospel text, we hear about something very small, the mustard seed, the small, it's really not actually in the end all that small a seed. But in it, in that gospel lesson, Jesus looks at his disciples and says something quite shocking. But I need to tell you why, because it's not in our text. In the verses that come before our text for today, Jesus is telling his disciples, look, anyone who causes another to stumble will be rebuked. And if someone sins against you or causes you trouble, then you must forgive them. Well, how many times should you forgive them? Well, seven times, which is code for way more than you want to. And the disciples respond like this. Oh, Lord, increase our faith. If we have to forgive in that kind of way, if we have to live with that huge an assignment, Lord, increase our faith. Now, Jesus does exactly what we as pastors were taught not to do. He rebukes them. Basically, he says to them, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would be able to command a sycamore tree to be lifted out of the earth and planted in the ocean. If you only had the faith of this tiny little seed. So this is my opportunity to say that if you all just had the faith of a mustard seed, then our budget would never have a problem. We could put in a 25 million, where's Scott? 9 more ranks of pipes and all of that kind of stuff, and we would be able to have gold-painted pews and all kinds of things. If only you had the faith of a mustard seed. Whew, I got that out of my system. But I don't think that's what Jesus means. There's something else happening here. Earlier this year, I read Hope Jarin's book, Lab Girl, and I learned about seeds. Hope was a member here for many years. She's a biologist. And one of the things I learned, a tree's purpose in life, and what it spends its whole life trying to do is replicate itself. To make sure that there will always be a tree right where that tree is or nearby. And the tree will work and work its entire life. It will literally produce millions of seeds in its lifetime in an attempt to grow a new tree. Now, its chances of growing a new tree are slightly better than that of you winning the $40 million lottery while standing on one foot and being struck by lightning. It almost never happens. But every one of those seeds that tree produces is amazing. In that seed, in that very seed, is everything needed to create life, to make a tree. That seed will wait forever until exactly the right combination of light and moisture and opportunity arrive. As a matter of fact, if you've ever lived, Hope's research started with the hackberry tree. And if you know anything about, if you've ever been to the Midwest and had to deal with hackberry trees, God bless you. They are such a pain. And they go everywhere, and they are everywhere. And it turns out that not only does the seed of a hackberry have everything it needs to make a new hackberry tree, it's has surrounding its core something like a ruby. It's a coating that protects the seed even for hundreds of years if needed. It will sit and wait. This tiny thing. When Jesus says to the disciples, "If you only had the faith of a mustard seed," I at least immediately went to, well, then what we really need is bigger faith, right? If we just had bigger faith, then we could do all of the things that we think that God is calling us to do. And if you just read this section of Luke and never read anything else, then you could come to that conclusion. But that's not what Jesus gets at. Jesus tells his disciples something incredible. Jesus calls them to ministry right where they are and who they are. You see, when we read this text, we get kind of infected with the idea that everything needs to be bigger and better, right? I mean, that's what we've been trained for from the beginning. At least I was, certainly in my generation. You know, I wanted a poodle and I got that giant thing. We want bigger and better stuff, bigger cars and better homes, and that's the sign of what it is. And in fact, it has happened even within the church. Bigger instruments, larger churches, bigger crowds mean better ministry. It's never enough and never sufficient. Oh God, increase our faith. But what if you already have it? About 10, 12 years ago, I went to a conference and I heard something I never thought I would hear from an official of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. What we refer to as Chicago. It's where our headquarters are. Now, usually from Chicago, what we get are letters reminding us that we need to do more, and we need to get more members, and we need to remember to send in our benevolence. But for the first time in my life, I almost fell out of my chair. Someone from the Department of Research and Statistics, the most boring people in the ELCA, came to speak with us. It's true. And he stood up there, and to my surprise and joy, he said to us, "I want you to know that you already have in your congregation everything you need to do mission. You don't need anything else than what you already have." We were stunned. It was so opposite of anything we'd ever heard. It was almost as if he had read the Bible. Shocking. And what he meant by that is that God has already given us this mustard seed faith. One of the commentators talked about this as I was reading and preparing for today. He said, you know, we tend to think of big faith as having this giant display like fireworks. But he said, you know, real faith happens every single moment of our day. And as I reflected on it, I thought about the things that I have seen change people's lives the most. And it's almost never a giant concert. It's almost never a big flashy event that we have. You know what changes people's lives? A thank you. A helping hand. A kind word. An empathy. Those are the signs of our faith that we take for granted every day. And yet those are the moments, the things, the parts of our faith that change everything for people. And you have already been given that through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only have you been given it, you have been given it in abundance upon abundance. We already have what we need to do ministry. It may not feel as if we can pluck up sycamore trees and plant them in the ocean, but the seeds are already in us. Everything we need to bring life in the midst of death. To assure the future of God's proclamation in the world. Faith is not found in mighty acts or giant programs or any of that. Faith is found in hope lived out, in kindness and love and truth, sometimes even in hardness. They are the mustard seeds of our faith that God has given us to increase not only our faith, but our life and our hope. And the trees grow deep and we cannot be uprooted. And that is the other thing I learned, is that the deeper our roots go, I think I learned from Hope, that the deeper our roots go, the more we seek the nourishment that is so plentiful there in God, and the more grounded we are so that even the greatest storms can no longer blow us over. Certainly, as people of faith, we see some days when we look at the world and we can say nothing more than, "Oh Lord, increase our faith." And God gives us the mustard seed. Amen.